The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There are a multitude of paths to spiritual enlightenment and healing. Come with us on this journey as we enter the frequency of Heart Songs and Conscious Talk, featuring your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. You too can achieve a greater sense of harmony just by listening for the next hour. Now, here are your sound alchemists for our program, Shiloh Love and Haley Love.
Welcome to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk. I'm Shiloh.
And I'm Haley.
And we are the Love Ladies. On our show today, we have some interviews with David Wolfe, Terry Willard, and Malcolm Saunders, who were at the Golden Bean Chocolate Festival in Calgary, Alberta. And Haley and I were on location to interview all three of them and had a lot of fun, ate some raw chocolate, and learned a lot about this really popular nut that hardly anyone eats as a nut. How nutty is that?
Hardly anybody knows that it's a nut, and hardly anybody eats it in its raw, whole form and reaps the full benefits of its superfood qualities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really surprised at its very illustrious history and how it started out with a love story, a Mayan love story, which is just absolutely breathtaking in its, you know, how chocolate began with love and to this day really emanates with the vibration of love.
Mm-hmm. I loved learning how the chocolate beans were at one point used as currency.
Mm-hmm. So interesting. Mm-hmm. And being the food of the gods, as it's often referred to.
Well, I'm certainly going to be eating chocolate every day, guilt-free and on the superfood nutrition.
I'm with you. So coming up first on our show, we have Terry Willard, who is the director of the Wild Rose College of Natural Healing, which is located in Calgary, Alberta. He's studied medicinal properties of plants. He's recognized as North America's leading clinical herbalists. He also serves as a president of the Canadian Association of Herbal Practitioners and is a professional member of the American Herbalist Guild, and is in the Canadian Health Food Association's Hall of Fame. His website is www.wrc.net. So that's our first interview.
We are also interviewing Malcolm Saunders today, who is responsible for organizing this event and bringing David Wolfe and Terry Willard together. Malcolm is an intuitive chef who specializes in the alchemy of the raw superfood cuisine. He has an expertise and passion for creating and teaching others how to make many special energizing and healing creations, including raw chocolate. Malcolm's desire is to inspire others to live and eat from a space of peace, sustainability, and consciousness by illuminating all aspects of the power of influence our food choices have on ourselves, other beings, and the planet we live on. Malcolm's website is www.thelightseller.ca.
Yeah, and he's really amazing. He whips up chocolate right before your eyes. Also, so exciting, we have David Wolfe on the show, who is, of course, known for his raw food, superfood. He's known to be an authority on natural health. He has a master's degree in nutrition and a background in science and mechanical engineering. He's considered one of the world's top authorities on natural health, beauty, nutrition, herbalism, chocolate, and organic superfoods. He really is a leader in this field with his vision, mission, education, and business. He also has a business called Sacred Chocolate, which, of course, is responsible for bringing to the world some of the most decadent and tasty chocolate directly from a raw cacao bean that they're growing on his cacao farm. So you can check out his Sacred Chocolate website at sacredchocolate.com.
It was a real pleasure meeting David, and I just want to say about him being a beauty expert that he certainly embodies a lot of radiance and has a glow that is indicative of good health practice.
Yeah, I found myself being almost lost in his eyes as we interviewed.
Oh, I know, yeah.
He was very high vibrational and had a lot of vitality and
absolutely
a lot of chocolatey sex appeal.
David also has over 15 years of dedicated experience and understanding of the inner workings, the delicate chemistry, and hardcore mechanics of the human body and how the body is affected by the modern-day stressors of today's fast-paced, overworked, and unbalanced lifestyle, which is literally a killer to our beauty, health, and longevity.
David's personal hub website is davidwolf.com. So these interviews were done, as we said, on location. So there's a lot of background noise going on. However, the content of the interviews is absolutely fascinating. And so hopefully you can hear them clearly enough to get this really great information on chocolate and natural health from David Wolf, Terry Willard, and Malcolm Saunders. Without further ado, let's go right into our interview with Terry Willard from the Wild Rose College of Natural Healing in Calgary, Alberta. Today we are on location at the Golden Bean Chocolate Festival here in Calgary, Alberta, and we are sitting here with Terry Willard. Welcome.
Good day. A chocolate festival. Isn't it great?
Yes. So exciting. I love all of the aphrodisiac chocolate delicious happiness that's going on around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Terry, we'd like to know a little bit first about the Wild Rose College. Can you tell us a little bit about the college?
Well, Wild Rose College started back in 1975, literally almost as a survivalist school to be able to teach people how to make it through transitions. But what we really specialize is in herbal medicine and natural healing in general. So we have all kinds of different courses. We have classroom courses. We have in-field courses. We have paper-based correspondence courses through the mail. But we also have internet courses that a lot of people are really liking. They're interactive internet courses where they get PowerPoints and live videos or film videos, whatever the case may be. And, or, of course, a person can do one DVD, some of them, too.
Wow, that's wonderful. So we were listening to your portion of the festival this morning, and you spoke about the love story, the Mayan love story with chocolate and cacao. And would you talk a little bit about that?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the love story for chocolate is one of the paramount love stories of all time. And it really literally is the spell that made chocolate a love drug. So it all comes down to a very long time ago, the seventh jaguar shaman of Tikal, he had a very deep love for his wife. And this love went deep into various things, but it partly spurred around her addiction for chocolate. You got to understand, back in that era, chocolate beans were actually the currency of the people. They used it to buy things and sell things, but she liked to make recipes with it and eat it and be able to work with it. Well, unfortunately, she died prematurely, and he wanted to be able to put her in the necropolis because, as far as he was concerned, she was the most important person in his world, and so she was a goddess to him. And so he wanted her to go there. But unfortunately, the council of the college at that point in time wouldn't allow it. So he decided he was going to dedicate the largest temple of the call at that point in time to her, the queen of the jaguar shaman, the emperor of the call. And so he built it, but to be able to pay the people, he thought the only suitable way to do that was to pay them in chocolate beans. Because the commoner who would do the building, they didn't have a chance at that point in time to be able to get this currency of chocolate. So it was one of the first time that chocolate went into the common people. So with zealousness, they went and built the temple. when it came for him time to die, they wanted to put a temper to him because he was the most important emperor they'd had in a long history of Tikal at that point in time. But he decided that he didn't want to be buried in the necropolis with the rest of the old dead deities. He wanted to have his own temple because if it wasn't good enough for his wife, of course it wasn't good enough for him. So he built the Jaguar's temple, which is the paramount temple you see when you ever look at Mayan things, the Tikal things all brightly lit up. And of course it was in several movies, including Star Wars. But he built that to look straight at her. All the rest of the temples, by the way, in the whole of Tikal, all face towards sunrise or the west. His is the only one that doesn't face the sun. It faces his beloved, his wife's temple. Now that in itself is pretty nice, but one of the nice things about it, they knew so much about the sacredness of sites and how it worked with the planet that his temple would caress her at the equinox, March 21st, September 21st, 23rd. Every year, his shadow would caress across hers at sunrise. And just before they went to bed, hers would go across his temple with the sunset. So at least twice a year, for all eternity, they would be able to caress each other twice a year. And I think that's the paramount love story, and it's all based around chocolate. With that deep level of ceremony and that dedication into chocolate, no wonder it's an aphrodisiac love drug forever.
Wow. Right up until modern day today, I think that's really amazing. That's how chocolate started.
So I'm wondering how it is that chocolate got a bit of a bad rap in terms of health, and why now we're starting to discover all the amazing health benefits of the tokenos and those that were great.
Well, I think it comes down to many different aspects. One of the other sides of chocolate is black magic. I'm sure you've heard the brand before, but it's also controlled by the planet Mars, which has a little bit of that darker side, and all that little bit of anger associated, a little bit of power associated with it. But as you notice, the chocolate they've been giving us for many, many years is kind of diluted power. So they try to fake that they're giving us power by giving us just a little bit of chocolate with a bunch of sugar and stuff like that we like anyway, right? So I think it's that name really comes down to what they kept away from us. Oh my God, we got a conspiracy theory going here. It's the anti-chocolate conspiracy theory. It's the dark side of chocolate.
Yeah.
And it is. Chocolate is the food of the gods, and therefore I think it's got its bad rap when it comes down to some of the other things they put with it, the sugar and the other things that actually aren't that good for our health. But when it really comes down to it, there are so many good things in chocolate. I mean, it's one of the greatest antioxidants we have. It can give you levels of euphoria that you can only get during orgasms. I mean, that's not that bad. Especially if it goes into your pituitary, your pineal gland, through the top roof of your mouth. So, I think it got a bad rap because there was people out there that just didn't want us to get close to that cough. So that's my take on it anyway.
Right.
And I think, you know, I hate to say it, but it makes it just a little bit sexier if there's a little bit of a bad boy side to it, too.
Oh, yeah, you know. Girls always like the bad boys for some reason.
Well, I'm pretty excited about being able to enjoy chocolate in a guilt-free way.
Mm-hmm. You should be able to.
Yes. Well, we have about a minute left. Is there anything you'd like to tell our listeners worldwide about you or your endeavors or chocolate? What would you like to complete this segment with?
Well, I'd like to say that, of course, Wild Rose College would like to be able to reach out to all of you and be able to show you the various things that we can show you and teach you with flower essences, vibrational things, the herbal realm, those kinds of things to be able to work with you. But the most important thing of all, pay attention to what you can do for your family, your loved ones, your community, because we're going through some big transitions here in the next little while, in my opinion. And the more we can ground ourselves into love of our mother, Gaia, Ashti, Kuchamama, Pachamama, our nature, and be able to connect that to our solar system, to our sun, and connect that to the center of the galaxy, the most we can have pure love flowing through us to all those areas, the better it is for all of us. It only takes 8,888 people to change the world.
Wow.
thank you so much for that, Terry. That was absolutely fabulously spoken. If you want to find more out about Terry's school, you can go to
www.wrc.net.
Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to move energy through your body, meridian, and chakra systems just as easily as relaxing to some meditative music? As you listen, you are being immersed in healing and balancing frequencies from the Intelligent Reciprocal Universe. The Heart Songs Media Collective, together with the guidance and direction of the Omnipotent Universe, have manifested some of the most incredibly powerful sound healing and balancing music available. Each song was played by human hands and was not predetermined, pre-written, or pre-planned. The collective set an intention for this music, for the divine wisdom of the universe to be enacted for each individual listener. The result is powerful healing melodies, pure tones, harmonies, and new frequencies that affect transformative change on the body, mind, emotions, connecting you deeply to your spiritual and infinite self. Visit our website at www.heartsongs.ca for more detailed information on each song, how to benefit from this music the most, as well as where to download. From the Heart Songs Media Collective, we love you with all our frequency.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk with your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. To make your voice heard on our live program, please call our toll-free number in North America at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to heartsongsmedia@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk. We're here with Malcolm Saunders to talk more about chocolate.
Hello.
We also want to learn a little bit about the light cellar. So would you tell us about the light cellar and how you got into that?
Okay, yeah. So the Light Cellar is a small little organic bulk food shop that I started actually out of my basement a couple years ago. Yeah, just born out of my passions for food and nutrition and wanted to share that with people. So I spent a number of years just on my own doing self-research into food and nutrition. My personal journey, a lot of people get into health and nutrition through like an illness or something that just wakes them up. And my wake-up call was from an environmental perspective, from an animal rights perspective. Years ago, I thought becoming a vegetarian was the right thing to do. So, I had high ideals, right? Becoming a vegetarian, and it did not go so well. So, yeah, I quickly had to learn to nourish myself and feed myself. I was still a teenager living with my mom at that time, and it became my rite of passage to properly nourish myself. And what I have observed, you know, through that time, you know, not only was it my own education, but there's such a disconnect. We lost the cultural traditions of how to prepare food and also how to just feed ourselves every day in those different stages of life. So that's where the journey began. It's been a process, and yeah, I've been able to share with that with other people. So the Light Cellar was born of that passion and that quest to not only first and foremost feed myself, then feed my family, and then share that with others. So I spent about a year and a half at the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center, which is down in Arizona. And it's one of the chefs and instructors at this raw food retreat center. So a lot of my background is in raw foods. And that's where I got introduced to chocolate. Because a lot of people are in the concept of whole foods in terms of making foods yourself. You have that much more control over quality, you can eliminate the additives. So that's kind of the foundation. But I take that to the next level. So let's teach you, give you the skills on how to prepare foods from the whole ingredients. But this idea of let food be your medicine, your medicine be your food.
Right.
So everything I teach, it's not a specific recipe, it's a concept. So let's take chocolate making. That's what we're here about, this chocolate festival. I'm going to be doing a section on create your own chocolate. You're going to learn it from the point of view of conceptual. There's a template. It's like creating a smoothie. how many times do you need to reference a smoothie recipe? You don't, right? You get the idea. It's like water, peas, juice, whatever, it's that next thing, and boom, so same it is with chocolate making, with cracker making, with fermenting, with drinks, whatever it is you're making. There's an idea, there's a concept, there's a template. And from there, with a growing understanding of different foods and different herbs, you begin to concoct this amazing superfood, medicinal, herbal beverage that not only nourishes you, but also has that kind of medicinal quality and element to it.
Sounds like you can put some creativity into that as well. Once you have some of the basic concepts, then you can start making different mixtures of things and different amazing, delicious things to eat.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the titles I bestowed upon myself, which I thought was a great fit, was Intuitive Chef.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, and so that's what we want to impart to people, is you are your own doctor, you're your own chef, and how do we know what to eat? Yeah, there's all these theories, all these books out there, but really it comes down to coming back into your body, back into your heart. And there's a learning curve, there's a stage, and I think that's the really main thing, the benefit of raw foods, if you can go through this journey, this transition, be it a couple weeks, days, a couple months, a couple years, whatever it is for you, it has such a powerful ability to strip by the old programming and eliminate all the old toxins, all the additives that have kind of been steering your food choices. And suddenly, you can listen to your body. Your body's speaking to you. And from that space, you're creating food based upon what your body's saying that you need. And you're growing understanding of different foods and different herbs. We have to learn this all, right? And my focus has been foods, but I've also kind of been delving into the herbs. And that initially was very daunting. It was like, oh my gosh, which system do I use? Like the Ayurvedic herbal system, the Amazonian, the Western. But the one thing I've learned from David Wolf, who was also on this program and here at the Golden Age Chocolate Festival, is you just need to start with one, right? Pick one herb and pick the best one, pick the top herb. And learn a little bit about it and just start eating it. And actually, it teaches you. So there's an education in this. And it's a journey, and it's a process, and I'll always keep changing. So that's why there's new rules, and we just follow our hearts and our intuition.
Sounds like a way to also connect to Mother Earth again, get in touch with all of the amazing things Mother Earth grows for us to help us live and heal.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. I think that's one of the kind of guideposts for on your journey is just reference it back to the earth. How does this sustain the earth? How does this sustain community? So, you know, a really obvious example is, you know, McDonald's. We know that's bad for health. Just look at the social structure. Look at like what that promotes in our world. It's all the way across the board. And then you start looking at the small farmers markets, the small little artisan stores like the Light Cellar. You know, what's the space that is embodying? How's that creating and adding to our culture? We have festivals like this, and there's a lot of heart and connection there. And subsequently, it's also there on the nutritional and nourishment level as well.
Thank you so much, Malcolm. That was really great to hear about the Light Cellar. So if people want to find you, where are you located and what's your website?
Okay, it's www.thelightcellar.ca. And we're located in Calgary, 6326 Venice Road, in the Northwest.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Malcolm, for putting this together today for the Chocolate Festival. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much.
Welcome back to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk with the Love Ladies. We are here on location at the Golden Bean Chocolate Festival, and we have a very special guest with us today. His name is David Avocado Wolf, I believe he likes to be called, and we're going to talk a little bit with him about pretty much whatever he wants to talk about with us: chocolate, food, raw food, vitality of food, and high vibrational sustenance. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Great pleasure, of course.
Thanks so much for being with us today, David.
I think we've got some great material to cover that's going to excite some people out there and also inform them about some of the choices that they're making, because we've learned a lot over the last 30 years, 100 years, 150 years, and the internet has created an opportunity to cross-reference a lot of data. So we're going to not only get into some interesting and fun stuff, but also we're going to put an insurance policy in place so that we don't go flying off the deep end some way with some kind of crazy diet or some kind of radical theory. We're going to really put some fundamentals underneath so that we can guide ourselves safely and stay in the high vibe always.
Perfect. We like the high vibe around here, right, Haley?
Absolutely. High vibrational sustenance. So maybe we can start, David, with talking a bit about the chocolate bean. If you can share some of your passion about that, that would be wonderful.
I became interested in chocolate haphazardly. I hadn't eaten chocolate since I was 16 years old until about somewhere around 1998, 99. I was in Hawaii and somebody had given me some cacao beans. I didn't even know what it was. I had no idea how chocolate was made, where it came from, what kind of food it was, anything. Knew nothing really about it. And somebody said, oh, these are cacao beans. And then I asked, what do you do with them? And he said, oh, you just blend them into your smoothie. Because back then we used to make these crazy coconut spirulina superhero smoothies. Yeah. And started doing that. Next year came back and it went from 3 cacao beans to 10. And then the next year came back, all of a sudden there's 100. Next time it's 300. So in a few short years, all of a sudden there's all these cacao beans around Maui. That's where I used to hang out back in those days. And finally a friend of mine said, hey, have you ever just eaten one? And I said, no, I've never eaten one. And I finally was connected to the story of like, oh, this is what chocolate's made out of. It's a nut, right? That's what a cacao bean is. It's a nut. It's the most widely eaten nut in the world that nobody eats. We all eat a processed form of it. So that day, in that particular moment, I actually ate one. I bit into it. I didn't blend it into a smoothie. I ate it. And as soon as I bit into it, the cacao god appeared on my shoulder. And I signed on the dotted line, and I have been advocating chocolate all over the world since then and bringing forth an incredibly beautiful breakthrough in the field of chocolate, which is the return to raw chocolate, which is like having baked almonds your whole life that have been salted, and then all of a sudden one day you get the actual real raw almond. That's kind of what's going on here, except cacao is way more powerful than an almond. I mean, cacao is the most nutrient-dense food in the whole world.
So what would be the main difference between raw cacao and just chocolate that you could buy in a candy bar at the store?
Well, one thing about raw cacao is you just get the whole nut, so there's no sugar added. You have the original material. You're in control. You can run your own chocolate factory if you want, or get a blender out and create your own chocolate beverages instead of having to get this cocoa powder or Nestle's Strawberry Quick or Hershey's syrup or any of this stuff. Let's get the real material and blend that in and eat that and see what happens with that. So what it does, it allows us to get control, and this is a big area of food right now, is we don't know what the hell's in anything anymore. So what's really been popular is this whole raw food movement because it allows you to get control. You know exactly what you're getting. You know what's in everything because it's just that, right? You know, it's just organic lettuce. It's just raw almonds. It's just raw cacao. At that very instant when I ate that raw cacao bean, it was like there was a 24-hour whirlwind had occurred, almost like a hypersynchronicity, really intense download, where I literally, everything I asked for to know about chocolate was put right in my face. A book, this, that information, this appropriate piece of knowledge, that website. It was just like bam, 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 bam. And all of a sudden, I pretty much realized that there was a massive opportunity sitting there, that nobody knew anything about what chocolate really is made out of, nor what the original food actually tastes like, nor the fact that the cacao bean is chocolate. You can't have chocolate without cacao. They are synonymous.
Wow. Thank you so much for that.
We're just going to go for a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with David Wolf. Stay tuned.
Online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you ready to move energy through your body, meridian, and chakra systems just as easily as relaxing to some meditative music? As you listen, you are being immersed in healing and balancing frequencies from the intelligent reciprocal universe. The Heart Songs Media Collective, together with the guidance and direction of the omnipotent universe, have manifested some of the most incredibly powerful sound healing and balancing music available. Each song was played by human hands and was not predetermined, pre-written, or pre-planned. The collective set an intention for this music, for the divine wisdom of the universe to be enacted for each individual listener. The result is powerful healing melodies, pure tones, harmonies, and new frequencies that affect transformative change on the body, mind, emotions, connecting you deeply to your spiritual and infinite self. Visit our website at www.heartsongs.ca for more detailed information on each song, how to benefit from this music the most, as well as where to download. From the Heart Songs Media Collective, we love you with all our frequency. Experience your spiritual journey every week on Synergy with Makila. She's known as the Magician of Light and invites you to come along as we co-create a magical place of accelerated personal and planetary spiritual evolvement. Tune in for tools, tips, and support for embracing and embodying the notions that we are all sparks of the divine and that we are all one. Tune in to Synergy with Makila every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Working together, we can bring more joy into our lives and the world.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk with your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. To make your voice heard on our live program, please call our toll-free number in North America at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to heartsongsmedia@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk with the Love Ladies, Shiloh and Haley, and we're here with David Wolf. So I understand at the festival today you're going to be speaking about the aspects of chocolate that not many people may really think about. So would you give us a little taste about what you're going to be talking about today?
Absolutely. I just read The Conquest of Mexico, Prescott's Conquest of Mexico in the English language, which is probably the definitive story written three centuries after the conquest of Mexico, based on original source materials from the Spanish. And what an extraordinary account of what actually happened during the conquest of Mexico, which is not at all what I was taught, not at all what I believed had happened, and not at all what I was taught not only in school and the kind of the Western European story, but also the anti-school, which is the whole like Reconstruction history, which is, you know, the Spanish are bad and the Aztecs were good and all that. It was in between all of that. It actually was enlightening on both sides. It was talking about the great chivalrous quality of the Aztecs and the Spanish. It was very well written because no side was demeaned or put down because they were, you know, indigenous Spanish or Americans or any of that.
Right.
So it was a very beautiful, well-rounded account. But the thing that really struck me was Tenochtitlan, which is now Mexico City, which was the Aztec capital back then. Its extraordinary beauty, the extraordinary qualities of the people who lived there, the markets there, and the fact that that entire empire was run on a currency, like the money system, was chocolate.
Wow.
It was cacao beans. So we're going to get into that. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the esoteric faculties of chocolate in transforming the way you think and the thoughts that are dominating your mind, the creativity that's in chocolate, the music that's in chocolate. People say, what do you mean there's music in chocolate? It's like, well, you know, those last four Beatle records were music that came out of a certain plant, if you know what I mean. Music in plants, if you know what I mean. Mm. And there's music in chocolate we've never heard before because we never had chocolate. We had this dumbed down, stripped away, cheap, sugarized, bastardized version of the most sacred food in the world.
Wow.
Now we get back to the original sacredness of the world's most astonishing food.
Mm. So chocolate really is gold. I guess I'm a little slow because I never put the two and two together about the golden bean aspect of this festival. So,
the Spanish called it Pepe de Oro. Pepe de Oro, the seeds of gold. because that's how it was then. When the Spanish came into contact with the Native Americans of Mexico, they couldn't believe the veneration that was exerted over this particular food slash money slash sacred substance. Mm. And it was so venerated that the Spanish actually brought it back to Europe and were like, hey, check this out. And that created an entire revolution in the royal families of Europe, because that's where it started. Mm. And then step by step by step, other nations got wind of it through the royal families, and they started sending ships to intercept the Spanish galleons.
Wow.
And in particular, the British and the English were very popular pirates back then, and they were stealing cacao and gold, not just gold, but cacao. They were intercepting, and the Dutch were doing the same thing. And inevitably, chocolate was spread around the tropics of the world. It's indigenous as a fruit tree. It's really a nut fruit tree that's indigenous to Central America and in the northern jungles of South America, and then was spread to Africa because it's closer to Europe, and then eventually to Indonesia by the Spanish, and was spread to all the different tropical areas of India, and it's just become all over the world now where the stuff is grown, but wow, originally American.
It's very interesting, and I've heard a lot today talk about chocolate being elixir of the gods and things like that. So what is the relationship? Do you think that chocolate originated on Earth, or maybe is this something that came from elsewhere, was brought to us?
There's a bumper sticker that says, save the Earth, it's the only planet with chocolate. I don't necessarily believe that's true, by the way.
Yeah.
I imagine that the really strong power plants, the plants that move nations and change cultures and invite in the great discoveries of music, are actually present all over the cosmos on other planets.
Right.
And cacao, I bet you, is one of them. Mm-hmm. Cacao is, it's a vibrational thing, because I grow cacao in the tropics. Mm-hmm. And so I've been growing cacao for years, and I know the vibe of it. And it's like gold. Gold has intrinsic value. You have it around you, you feel the energy of it. It's a vibrational thing.
Right.
Same with cacao. You have tons of cacao around you, it's a vibrational thing. You have baby cacao trees growing around you, it's a vibrational phenomenon. Mm. You have full-grown cacao trees growing around your farm, you feel the vibes.
Wow.
And that is the reward. It's right. Not that you're going to take the gold and, you know, ascend to heaven.
Right.
It's that the vibe of the gold and the chocolate is going to cause you to get more in touch with the heavenly realms.
Wow. Thank you. That's exactly what I was wondering. Haley, you have a question?
Yeah, I'm really curious. I'd like to switch gears a little bit and talk about the work of Weston A. Price, who's a dentist from Cleveland, who's done some extensive research with primitive societies and their health conditions. And he recommends a diet high in fat, animal protein, and unpasteurized milk from grain-fed cows. So this goes against many common diet recommendations, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are on vegetarianism versus veganism versus eating meat, and even how that relates to the vibrational aspects of what we're consuming.
It's a deep question. I'm a vegetarian, and of course I studied Weston Price's material. I started studying it 17 years ago, and he has very valid arguments, and there's very important aspects of nutrition that he brings forward, such as the activator X idea and the substance that it begins in fast-growing grass in the springtime that cows take up, and it gets in their milk, and it gets eventually into our bones, and it's very important for the bones of children. And vitamin K2 has been identified as a major factor of activator X. And so you've got to know about these things if you're a vegetarian. Because, you know, I eat grass, and I eat fast-growing grass, and I know which kind to eat. I've learned it because I was cued into it by Weston Price. I was cued into the importance of fat, and I wasn't lulled into the idea that we can escape, you know, our reality here on a high-carbohydrate, low-fat, low-protein diet. At least most of us cannot. Some people actually are kind of blood type A. They've been in a sedentary kind of agricultural existence for 5,000 years, and so they can handle more grain. They can be more of kind of a common vegetarian and get away with it. And they can't be an omnivore, by the way. If blood type A tries to be an omnivore, they're going to lose 25 years of their life, according to the research. But then, you know, that blood type is not the only factor. There's altitude that you live at. There's social conditioning. There's genetics. There's a lot of factors. And we've got to make sure, if we are going to be a vegan, vegan or vegetarian, if that's our choice, and that's personally my choice, that you've got to watch out and make sure you cover all your bases, and you cannot be just an ostrich sticking your head in the ground and going, that doesn't exist, I can't look at that, because the only person who's going to suffer is you. You've got to make sure you get the right oils, the omega-3, the DHA, which can be supplied from vegan sources now. You've got to make sure you get the vitamin B12. You can get that supplementally if you want, or you can eat low on the food chain, as the great Taoist immortals had recommended. They recommended you get your vitamin B12 from ants and grasshoppers, because they felt that there was an ethic, a spiritual ethic, as the yogis had thought, by eating low on the food chain. If you eat too low on the food chain too long and you don't have the right balance and you haven't really looked at the entire thing for yourself, then what can happen is that you need to go back to animal products in order to get back to that balance. And that's happening to a lot of people right now because they bought into vegetarian propaganda, which is very important. We do not buy, look, I'm a vegetarian again, but I do not buy into vegetarian propaganda. I know what the pitfalls are because I'm a nutritionist and I've been around the world and I've met long-term vegans, long-term vegetarians. I've met successful vegetarians and unsuccessful vegetarians, and I've come to learn the difference and how important the research of Weston Price actually is, because it's shown us, if we develop that angle on it, how we can succeed as being a vegetarian with the appropriate tools, supplements, foods. It's a little easier in this world to be a meat eater and to be a dairy eater, because you're going to make sure you kind of get that insurance policy and get everything you need. However, the problem is you expose yourself to a lot of unknowns. All the chemicals in our environment, 75,000 that we have now, accumulate up the food chain. All this nuclear radiation coming out of Fukushima, which is spread all over the northern hemisphere now, is going to accumulate up the food chain. So you've got to be very, very careful with animal foods, and they've got to be eaten very respectfully if you're going to include them in your diet. And you can't just be having bologna sandwiches three meals a day anymore, right? That's kind of out of the question. anyway, the point about the vibe of it all is, vibrationally, plant foods and living low on the food chain and not engaging in killing in your life, or too much killing. I mean, we're going to run over a fly if we drive a car. Sorry, it's just the way it is. You know, we're going to be involved in killing living on Earth. It's just part of how it is here. But the less of it that you do and the lower on the chain that you are, there is a vibe to it. There is something to it. And that's why I keep with it, because there's something to be said for it. And it's why the yogis were onto it. It's why the Taoist immortals were onto it. And when I say Taoist immortals, I'm talking about the guys who developed Chinese medicine. And, you know, they weren't into rice, and they were into eating and living on their great sacred herbs, like reishi mushroom and ginseng and schizandra berry and maitake mushroom and goji berry. And, you know, they figured out that system. And there's positives to negative and negatives to everything. You know, there's an old phrase, like, a different level, a different devil. Not to think so is naive.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That really clears up a lot for me. I myself was an unsuccessful vegetarian who, you know, I'm now turning it around and becoming a unvegetarian for a time to build my system back up. And I've had lots of confusion about how to wade through all of that, so that really helps a lot. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're so welcome, and I hope everybody who's listening really becomes a student of nutrition, because we all need to right now. It's the particular condition that we're in our world, where all our traditions have been blown apart, and we're able to reconfigure them and put them back together, especially our dietary habits. And we've got to figure out a way of living light on the earth, but yet sustainably on the earth if we're to remain. We can't be rapacious and, you know, have beef three meals a day. And, you know, we can't get into that anymore. But at the same time, we can't be silly and believe we can live on fruit.
For someone that's new to the path of nutrition, that is used to drinking Coca-Cola and eating steak every night, what is there one thing that you would recommend as either an addition or subtraction to their diet that would make the biggest difference?
The number one thing we've got to do right away is go organic. Because every time we eat a steak, and we have no idea where it's coming from at a restaurant, we are voting for more chemicals. We're voting for more antibiotics. We're voting for more of the nonsense. You vote for your money in this world. It's a capitalist, fascist world. That's just the way it is. And if you're going to vote in this world, you're going to vote with your money. So you got to go organic and vote for farmers who are actually organic. I run two organic farms. It's not easy. you've got to have your wits about you. And if you're presented with troubles, like we had all kinds of aphid troubles with our young cacao trees back in the early days, and we had to figure it out. And we had to figure out how to deal with it on our farm. And we figured it out, and it worked out without chemicals, and we worked through it. But the chemical idea is a shortcut. And when you can't take shortcuts in life, there's not something for nothing.
I love the idea that every dollar we spend is a vote for what we believe in.
Very important state of consciousness to be in. And years ago, somebody recommended, or it was in a book I read, to write down every dollar I was spending and what I spent it on. Not just a checkbook. If I wrote down in my checkbook what I spent my money on, I would also in my journal write down the amount and the date and what I bought. And so I could track exactly over a period of months or even years, because I did that for years, exactly what I was spending my money on. And what an amazing awareness that brought about in my life, and it changed my life. I don't do that anymore. I don't really even hardly spend any money really anymore, unless it's like a big thing, you know, like I'm hiring somebody or buying a machine for our chocolate factory or, you know, big stuff like that. The de minimis stuff, I just realized I don't need that, don't need this, don't need that, don't need this. And I started realizing that every time I do spend my money, it's got to be completely congruent with the future that I personally am voting for in the world.
Wow, that is very inspiring, and I hope that you can inspire others to do the same. Thank you.
So David, if people want to learn more about you, your way of eating, and your way of living, how can they do that?
My website's a good hub. And it's a central location of everything I'm doing, davidwolfe.com, DavidWolfe.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being with us today. It was very illuminating. I look forward to your talk later today. Thank you for tuning in
to our frequency.
Have the best day ever.
Yay.
Are you ready to move energy through your body, meridian, and chakra systems just as easily as relaxing to some meditative music? As you listen, you are being immersed in healing and balancing frequencies from the intelligent reciprocal universe. The Heart Songs Media Collective, together with the guidance and direction of the omnipotent universe, have manifested some of the most incredibly powerful sound healing and balancing music available. Each song was played by human hands and was not predetermined, pre-written, or pre-planned. The collective set an intention for this music, for the divine wisdom of the universe to be enacted for each individual listener. The result is powerful healing melodies, pure tones, harmonies, and new frequencies that affect transformative change on the body, mind, emotions, connecting you deeply to your spiritual and infinite self. Visit our website at www.heartsongs.ca for more detailed information on each song, how to benefit from this music the most, as well as where to download. From the Heart Songs Media Collective, we love you with all our frequency. Our noetic reality, or divine knowing, is the source of true empowerment. Look beyond your limiting thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and perceptions. You were born to co-create and experience joy and fulfillment. Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality with host Rebecca Steele will guide and inspire you each week to live multidimensionally and shift into greater loving and truth. Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk with your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love. To make your voice heard on our live program, please call our toll-free number in North America at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to heartsongsmedia@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Heart Songs and Conscious Talk. You're here with the Love Ladies, and we are about to play for you our fourth chakra song, which is for the heart chakra. We played this song, I believe, on our first show for you, though it has evolved a little bit since then, as our songs seem to have a bit of a mind of their own. We've added to this version 528 hertz. It already had 639 hertz, which is used to balance and clear the heart chakra. But we've added 528 hertz, which is, according to Dr. Horowitz, a very special sound and color of love. Basically, broadcasting this frequency can help your heart to open, to bring you to a peaceful space, and to hasten your healing. We now know that the love signal, as it's referred to, 528 hertz, is among the six core creative frequencies of the universe. And that's because math doesn't lie, and the geometry of physical reality universally reflects this music. These findings have been independently derived, peer-reviewed, and empirically validated, according to Dr. Horowitz. So the frequency of 528 hertz relates to the note mi on the ancient solfeggio scale, which comes from the phrase that is in Latin, which is mi ra gestorum, which means miracle. So it's the miracle frequency, and this is going to help you to open your heart to the love song of the universe.
Beautiful. I also really love to visualize a color associated with a chakra while I'm listening to these healing meditative tracks. And the heart chakra is associated with either green or pink. Mm-hmm. It is the love center of our human energy system and is often the focus in bringing about a healing. Thus the words "love heals all" has great truth. Hurtful situations that can affect our emotional being are divorce, separation, grief through death, emotional abuse, abandonment, adultery. All of these are wounding to the heart chakra. Physical illnesses brought about by heartbreak require that an emotional healing occur along with the physical healing. Learning to love yourself unconditionally is a powerful step in securing a healthy fourth chakra. The wounded child also resides in the heart chakra.
Yeah. So it's great if we can, while listening, think about forgiveness, feel unconditional love, and letting go, trusting, compassion, and really focusing on that area of your body, which is in the center of your chest, right between your nipples.
Mm.
It
breathe right into it.
Yes, breathe into your heart chakra. And it might, if it's been closed up or if you have heart problems, it might actually feel slightly achy as it opens. You really will feel something physically there in your heart. And so just allow it, breathe through it, and be very relaxed and allow your heart to just open up and send that love out into the world. Breathe that love into yourself and let's all open our heart chakras.
And if you like, while you're listening to this, I suggest allowing yourself to sing an awe, which will also help to heal your heart chakra. And on that awe, you can send your love out to the world.
It's very powerful, toning the sound of awe while you're opening your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Haley. Well, thank you for listening to our show today. I think it's been a really, I've had a lot of fun and really excited for you to hear this slightly different version of our heart chakra song with the miracle frequency, 528 hertz, affecting you at a cellular level on the DNA of every cell in your body. So please, I hope you enjoy, and thank you for tuning in. To our frequency.
thank you for tuning in to the Heart Song Frequency today. Please join your hosts, Shiloh Love and Haley Love, for another edition of Heart Songs and Conscious Talk next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Have a beautiful week.